Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Good evening, everyone. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Rob Glow Incorporated, an excavation road building contractor serving all of Southern Oregon. It's the Benson Techman in town tonight to take on the Grants Pass Cavemen here at Heater Newman Gym. So if you're out doing your Christmas shopping, thank you for taking KJO Radio along to enjoy Caveman Basketball and support the Cavemen with all their endeavors. We understand that it is the season to finish up your shopping tonight, or enjoying a great meal, and if that's at Abby's Pizza, we certainly wish you the very best tonight so far. And if you're looking to get away from the crowds, we've got room for you here at Heater Newman Gym, where because of the Christmas holiday, last day of school, people already out of town, school is out, and the student body section is down just a little bit, but there's lots of room here for you on the spectator side. And we'll have more for you right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
JV game just over with. Just before we go on the air, the Grants Pass Cavemen JVs won easily, 60-32, the final score. Both varsity teams on the floor right now taking their warm-ups. Grants Pass, of course, in their home whites. And the Techmen here in, I believe, what's going to be black uniforms with a red-orange numeral on the back. So that's what we're looking at right now here. That's the scene, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for word from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Time now for a word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, first of all, last time we were talking about a lot of walking wounded. So how healthy is your team tonight coming into this final game before Christmas?
Well, every week we have two dropping like flies. And so this week was John Broerman and Jaden Jesse. So Jaden's been gone for 3 days, came back to school today, pretty bad shape. So he's going to have a go at it, but I guess he's probably at about 50% right now. But as far as bumps and bruises, ankles, stuff like that, we're from that perspective, we're doing really well. We're just dealing with a ton of sickness right now. Practice has been really rough because we've had three to four players out of practice roughly. And so it's just trying to have some cohesiveness and trying to figure that out. So bumps and bruises, we're doing great.
Now, Bruner was really ailing in the last game and got really limited minutes. How is he tonight?
He missed the spray game, and then the last game he wasn't playing well either, and so I kind of expect that same type of thing probably for Jaden, because, you know, they passed it around, and Peyton has had a couple good practices. Whether or not his lungs are in full capacity, I don't know yet. We'll have to see tonight, because he'll have to play some heavy minutes. So other than that, Peyton will be starting tonight, and he should be getting normal minutes this evening.
All right. Anybody else we should be concerned on, or do I have to suit up?
You don't have to suit up, Chuck. But we're trying to get healthy before we go to San Diego. So I mean, tonight you'll probably see us use a lot of guys this evening.
Okay. All right. Now it is almost a holiday here. What's the focus like for your team right now? Are they ready for this game?
Yeah, you know, we had three really bad practices, but yesterday was a phenomenal practice. It was probably one of our better practices of the year. So, they're ready. We actually watched some film on this team, went over some things. We've changed our defense a little bit. Instead of being high pressure, this evening you'll see us play within the pack line, trying to prevent number five, who scored 52 points against I think Century up there, and that will be our goal. So you'll see us play more of a pack it in style this evening instead of a high pressure, trying to get within the passing lanes and take some chances.
All right, what about your offense here? How much are you going to score tonight? Who's going to do it?
We like to keep our goal as a team is keeping everybody at 45 or under. We feel like that's where we can win ball games. I think point wise, we have to be within that 50 to 55 area. For us to win ball games, we're capable of doing more. But realistically, night in, night out, our goal is to hold teams to 45 points and us be in that 50 to 52 point range.
Right. We've talked about the sickness injury. You said bumps and bruises, but we know, hey, we had some bad ankles last time out. Are we back close to 100% here?
As far as our ankles, our bumps and bruises, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sickness, no. We have I think everybody except for maybe Luke and Gavin were the only two that didn't get it on our whole roster as far as the sickness. So as far as sickness, we're not in great shape, but as far as sprained ankles, bumps and bruises, our bodies being healthy from that perspective, I think the only person that's fighting anything is Jordan Rosetta. Has a sprained left ankle that he's trying to work through himself.
All right, but we know he's a tough young man. At any rate, we'll talk about the opponent tonight, the Tech men out of Benson High School. I think this is their first time here, at least in my memory. First time ever here for the Benson Tech men, so it's a historic night. We'll talk about them when we come back right after this from Kelly's Automotive Services.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Benson Tech men are in town last night. Looking at the roster, they're a very, very young team. One senior on the roster, I think two or three juniors. The rest are sophomores and freshmen. Only have played two games so far, lost both of those. But they do have the one man here, number five, whose last name has 15 letters in it, and it's Vietnamese origin. And Duong Ca Chong is close.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try Chuck.
He may be Dylan tonight. That's his first name.
Yeah.
Can you stop the one man?
Yeah, you know, we totally, like I said, we changed our defense tonight because of him. We learned from the Lincoln game, that number five, you know, we let him score 41 against us, learned from that game. So I think tonight you'll see a little bit different. We've learned a lot from that Lincoln game that will help us prepare for number five on Benson Tech. So I think we'll do a pretty good job. He loves getting downhill. We've replicated their offense in our practice yesterday, so our boys know what the action's going to be and where to be. And so, you know, hopefully this evening we'll be able to do a good job in trying to prevent him from getting into the key. That's going to be our goal tonight. We're going to try to make them shoot outside and hope that their bust legs play into part and try to just go down that rabbit hole and see what happens.
All right. Well, we know we've already stated that it's a very, very young team, and we've seen a lot of those players already warming up with the JVs. So we know that there'll be some legs there. Is this a one-man team, or is that a coaching nightmare, or is that a coaching dream?
The thing is that they also have two shooters. Number two is probably their best shooter in the perimeter, so you'll see us probably play him a little bit closer. And number three hit some shots in the game that we saw. So our focus will be on number five the whole night, making sure that the guy that's guarding number two, whoever that is within our defense, always knows where he's at and make him put the ball on the floor and not shoot the ball. So, you know, it's pick your poison, right, Chuck? You know, our boys are usually used to just playing regular basketball, and everybody's required to lock up the guy that they're supposed to take. So when you put so much emphasis on one player and you stop that one player, if anybody else on the other team starts hitting, then psychologically it's kind of tough for anybody to play through that, because you've your whole practice. But we should be prepared. We'll be able to make some adjustments. You'll probably see our zone a little bit more tonight than usual, just, you know, so that we can keep him from going downhill.
Well, you never want to see a player go off on 52 points on you at any rate, but can you allow him, what, 30 points and still win the game?
Our goal will be to hold him about 22 points will mm-hmm. be our goal. That'll be our goal tonight, you know, and I think a lot of his points will come off the free throw line, just because he goes downhill to the hole hard. And so we're hoping to pick up some charges this evening, or we're going to really try to make sure we get in front of him and take those charges, hope that we can get to the spot before he does. And so if we can keep him under, let's say, if we keep him under 25, I think that's a W for us.
Yeah. All right. Well, if he's only listed at 6'4", does he play taller than that? What's his athletic skill?
Oh, he's very athletic. His biggest asset is getting downhill, and he's fast, and he finishes at the rim. He's not very great dribbling the basketball, but he's lengthy and strong. So his steps are long and big. And so, you know, if our guys allow him more than two dribbles downhill, we'll be in trouble.
All right, sounds like Morgan and Brunner have their hands full to start tonight.
No, it's going to be Peyton. No, we're not going to let Luke touch him. Luke will get himself into foul trouble. So depending on how Jaden's feeling, Jaden will actually guard him first and then Peyton, or vice versa. It'll be between Jaden and Peyton Brunner this evening to guard him, and everybody else will be within a pack line.
All right, final question, Coach. Is your Christmas shopping done?
Yes. The majority of it is all done, Chuck. There's just some stocking stuffers and stuff like that that we have to get.
Best of luck to you tonight, Coach. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman time.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all: doors, windows, lumber, decking. Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway, Farmers Building Supply. And yes, they have some Christmas presents there available for you. For the Grants Pass Cayman, getting the start tonight, wearing number 24, a senior, Luke Morgan, averaging almost 12 points a game. Free throw percentage is 38.4%, but that's up from about 17 from his first two games. He's really been hitting better than a 50% clip since then. Gavin McLean getting the start, wearing number 3, also averaging almost 12 points a game, but he's hitting about a little better than 88% of his free throws. Number 00, Peyton Brunner, getting the start tonight, averaging 10 points per game and hitting 2/3 of his particular free throw attempts. The Tyler McIntosh also getting the start tonight. He's a junior, averaging 6.5 points a game, hitting 54% of his free throws and wearing number 11. And the fifth starter tonight is a game-time decision. Now, you heard Coach Jesse talk about Jaden Jesse being about 50%. He will start depending on his performance during warm-ups right now. So that's a game-time decision. Should he not get the start, it'll be Zach DeShane. So we'll know that at the introduction of players. Now, for the Benson Tech men, we'll talk about them when we come back right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Starters tonight for the Benson Tech men, and we haven't confirmed this. We've not been able to. Just couldn't get to their coach prior to game time tonight. So, but we do have some suspicions for you. Now, the one player that we were talking about with head coach Jesse is a 6'4 senior wearing number 5. His first name is Dylan. And let me apologize to any Benson Tech fans that might be listening here, either here in the gym on our radio station or anywhere in the world on our worldwide network on KAJO.com. The last name, as I understand, is Vietnamese origin, has 15 letters in it. And as close as I can come, and we've done some research on this, is Du Ong Kachong. That's close. Tonight, his first name is Dylan. He'll be mostly Dylan tonight. And we certainly mean no disrespect, but just getting it out properly during the course of a game could fry an announcer's brain, or at least this announcer's brain. Now, you also heard head coach Jesse talk about number 3. He is a 6-foot junior, one of the two juniors on the team now. Where's number 3? Trey Kelly, T-R-E Kelly. Also, number 2 is a 6-foot sophomore that will likely start. He is their, according to Coach Jesse, probably their best shooter. Wearing number 2, it's Robert Acelar, A-C-E-L-A-R, Acelar. So that's what we know about this team here. Other than that, they're sophomores, freshmen on the team further on down. So only one other junior in the team. Where's number 13? And that's Yanis Ali. So we're about a minute and a half away from getting this one underway. That's the lineup tonight, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies for all your sewing needs on 6th Street between 8 and 9. Bring you the keys to tonight's game. And we're a little short on time here this evening, but here's what we think. The Grants Pass Cavemen, of course, need to put points on the board. To do that, in order, you got to score. On the other end, if you can contain that one man, Dylan Duonkachong, and not let anybody else go off on you, you got a good chance. Now, looking at the JV game, the JVs were a much better passing team than were the Benson Techmen. The Benson Techmen have two games under their belt. On December 5th, they lost to Nelson 83-88. And that's the game that Mr. Dillon went off on. And then they lost to Westview on the 12th, 59-68. We'll have more. We're about to have the national anthem. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
What brings warmth and cheer this December? It's the festive offerings at Diamond Home Improvement. Discover delightful surprises for your DIY enthusiast. Explore Diamond Home Improvement's Platinum Traeger dealership, where the chef in your home can unwrap the magic of grilling. Add flavor to your celebrations with premium barbecue rubs and sauces. Visit their steel dealership for power tools and explore Diamond Home Improvement stocking stuffers for the entire family. From cozy gloves to hand tools, camping accessories, and more. Your season for joy is right at Diamond.
Vital strains of the national anthem being played here at Heater Neiman Gym. Home fans all on their feet, playing the proper respect. And Grant's Press Rally Squad all decked out in Christmas sweaters tonight. So we hope all of your Christmas plans are done, all your travel is done, or at least taking place safely. Tip of the hat to Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. Their complete vacuum repair and all your sewing needs, too, on 6th Street between H and I. We appreciate them with the keys to tonight's game, and they've just introduced the first player for the Vincent Techman. It's number one, Sincere Powell. Number two is Robert Eisler. Number three is Trey Kelly. And number five is Dylan Jock. All right, just Dylan. And the fifth starter is number 21. That is Harold Turner, a sophomore at 6'4". So now for the Grants Pass Caveman. Double zero, Peyton Bruner being introduced tonight. He'll have a big job tonight. And number three joining him is Gavin McLean. And number 11, that's Tyler McIntosh getting the start tonight. Number 24 coming on, that's Luke Morgan. And finally, our final starter tonight is number 44. That's Jaden Jesse. Evidently performed well enough in warm-ups to get the start tonight. So we now know the principal is going to start this game here just momentarily. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. All right, get close to your radios, folks. So we're about ready to get this one underway. So Bruner moves into the center circle, and I'm not sure who he's going to be jumping against. Turner is 6'4", and so is Dylan. It looks like Dylan will handle the center jump chores against Bruner. So they're pretty evenly matched, at least in terms of height. Here we go. Ball is in the middle of the court. And it's high in the air and controlled. A little high throw by the official. We'll do it all again. Nobody can get to that one. Feeling strong. Boy, his adrenaline's pumping. All right. Now, this one's controlled again. And again. Bring it just out of the reach of both players. Okay. And the official takes a deep breath. And we're ready to try it again. Tied number three. This time's controlled by Dylan into the backcourt quickly. Boy, the Vincent Techman get the first offensive possession. On the left-hand side, number two, Ace Claire goes right-hand side on the wing. The caveman opened up and looks like a man-to-man defense. Out front quickly, left-hand side to Dylan. Then to the corner left for a three-point shot. Up, no good. Rebound cleared by Morgan. Drops the ball right back to Jesse, and the cavemen come down with their first offensive shot. First chance at points on the board. Out between the circles, drives left-hand side, looks like against a man-to-man defense here early. Out front then to Morgan, who fires the three off, no good. Rebound into the hands of the Techman again. They come down on the fly, right-hand side to the top of the key. Stops there, pops the ball right-hand side to Dylan. Dylan with a basketball, back left-hand side quickly to Kelly. Kelly with the basketball, he'll shoot the three. This one's off, no good. Rebound this time goes to Jesse. Lead pass out quickly to McIntosh. Pumps once, goes up hard with the glass. Ball slapped away out of bounds, going to be... Oh, it's going to be Techman basketball. I'd have called it the other way, but I'm a long ways away from the action. Dylan made the inbounds pass. Ball comes in quickly to Aisler leads it high post quickly to Turner. Turner dropped the ball down low, and the ball tipped away and picked up by Morgan. Hands the ball off quickly to McIntosh through heavy traffic. Drives all the way down, kicks the ball in the corner, then back out to Jesse. He drives, gets in the paint, lays one over the edge of the rim. It won't go. Rebound taken down by Dillon. Dillon through heavy traffic. Stops left-hand side on the wing. Pops the ball back out quickly to Aisler. Drops the ball inside again to loose basketball. Pops away. Ball didn't go in. Into the hands finally of Jesse. And this one's going to be a fast pace here at least to start. Jesse left-hand side. Stops on the wing. Kicks the ball back out front to McLean. Right-hand side to McIntosh. Corner right. Then to Brunner. Brunner looks inside. Takes a step out to the free throw line. Comes down the paint. Lays one up off glass. And it's good. And Brunner gets the first two of the basketball game. It's 2-0 Grants Pass. And Dillon makes the inbounds play in the backcourt. Gets the ball in quickly to Kelly. Check that into Aisler. Aisler, left-hand side. Gives it high post then to Dillon. Dillon back left-hand side to Kelly. Kelly left-hand side on the wing. Pops it right-hand side. Grants pass still in that man-to-man paint. Drives by. Gets on the baseline. Kicks the ball out left-hand side. Kelly through his hands and out of bounds. Bullet pass turned the ball over. 2-0 Grants pass, and the Cavemen have the basketball inbounds from just in front of their own bench. McLean comes over to make the inbounds play. And Token full court pressure by the Techmen. In the backcourt, Jesse brings the ball across the timeline, right front court, right to the free throw line, has a lane there, kicks it back out on the wing, though, to McIntosh, between the circles to Brunner, left-hand side to McIntosh, down low to Morgan, high off glass, won't go, rebound into the hands of the Techmen, they come back 3-on-3, fast break left-hand side, lays it up, rims off, no good, Brunner with the rebound, and the Cavemen come right back. Brunner drops the ball off to Jesse, into the forward court, between the circles right now, out between the circles, moves off left-hand side, high post to Morgan. Morgan chases the ball down on the wing, left-hand side. Back out front to McLean. McLean, left-hand side on the left front court. Drives, top of the key, has room. All the way down, slices through, puts a shot up, no good. The follow, though, by Morgan is good, and the Cavemen lead it 4-0. 5 minutes on the clock here, first period. Caveman basketball on KAJO. Grants Pass here on December 22nd. Ball feet at high post quickly to Turner. Turner with the basketball, hands it off quickly. Ball kicked out again. Loose basketball picked up by McLean. McLean dubbed lead pass out to McIntosh. Lays it up off glass, and it's good. And McIntosh finds his first two of the basketball game. Timeout by the Benson Techmen. A look at the scoreboard with 4:40 to play. It's Grants Pass 5 and Techmen nothing. We'll be back after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
River's Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Welcome back, everyone. And at least one substitution, number 4, Ahmed Sur, S-U-R-U-R, is in the game for the Techmen. He gets the ball inbounds quickly to Dillon in the backcourt. Dillon, one dribble right back to Sur. Sur in the forecourt left-hand side sees a double take by the team. Ball right-hand side then to Dillon. Back left-hand side to Sur. Sur, double team to the left-hand side. It's a Cavemen show, 1-3-1. Ball tip left-hand side. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up and good. By Turner. So Turner finds the first two baskets, first 2 points for the Techmen. Full court pressure now by the Techmen. DeShane is into the basketball game for Grants Pass. So we've got McLean, Morgan, McIntosh, and Brunner. Ball out front then to Brunner. Left-hand side to McLean. Launches the three, hits the back of the iron high, hit the backboard, or hit the guy wire. So that makes it a dead ball. Goes right back to the Techmen. Dillon will make the inbounds play. And in the backcourt, he's got Ahmed Sur with him, a 5'11 sophomore. So the sophomore brings it down. Sur into the forecourt now. McLean out front. Shoulder to shoulder with him. Ball goes left-hand side to Powell. Sincere Powell Back out front to right-hand side, then to Dillon. Back left-hand side. Shot is up for Dillon, and there's the three. So it's 6-5. Grants pass by one. Inbound play quickly to DeShane. Kicks it right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner double-teamed down low. Back out to DeShane on the wing. Top of the key to McIntosh for three. Top of the key. Rims it out. No good. Rebound Morgan. Back up hard to the glass. And Morgan gets his second point. He's got four tonight. And it's 8-5. Grants pass by three. Dillon brings the ball down now for the Techman. Out front with the basketball. Gets a pick. Drives to the top of the key. Wants to spin. The Cajun plaques on him. He shoots everything and hits his second three of the night. So he's got six, and Grant's pass is tied at eight now. Inbounds play quickly to DeShane. Heavy court pressure. Ball up to McIntosh. Heavy pressure. Ball goes down low to Morgan. Morgan hard to the glass, and Morgan has six tonight. And Grant's pass back up by two, 10-8. Ball right-hand side to Dillon. Dillon slides down the right-hand side. He's got a shot. There's no question about that. Ball left-hand side to Sir. Corner left-hand side then. Back out to Sir on the wing. Out front to Dillon. Dillon drive. Shot is up. Off no good. Rebound balls, rolls free, finally picked up by Morgan, gives the ball right back to DeShane. DeShane in the backcourt, turns on the afterburners into the forecourt, between the circles, goes right-hand side to Bruner now. Bruner looks down low, comes into the paint, shovels one up, and I think he's fouled. Turner might be the call. That's the call number 21. Harold Turner gets the infraction. First on anybody tonight. First called on anybody. And a mass substitution for the Techmen. Bruner comes up. On the floor is, McIntosh, Morgan, McLean, Jesse, and DeShane. And McLean gets the ball into Morgan, left-hand side, and he'll shoot the three from the wing. Off, no good. Rebound, Techmen. Techmen come back on the run. Ball in the hands of Dillon out front. As Jesse stays with him, shoulder to shoulder all the way down. Ball out front. DeShane picks it up. He's out in front of everybody. Rolls to the left-hand side. Hooks one up. That is good. And DeShane finds two in transition. And it's 12-8. Grants pass by four. 2 minutes on the clock here in the first period. In the backcourt now, that's number three. That's Kelly. Goes right-hand side. They feed it high post to number 22. That's 6'6", freshman Carter. Back out front to Dillon. Dillon back to Carter in the paint. And a player control foul called on the freshman. So he'll pick up his first, second team foul on the Techman. And while I'm recalling the play, a substitution was made illegally. And the official stopped everything, made sure everything is in. The man checked in, and now he's back on the floor. That's number two, Aisler, who was getting a little breather. Still full court pressure. Inbounds play comes to DeShane. Back quickly to McIntosh, up to Jesse. Left-hand side to McLean, into the forecourt, into the paint. Elevates, 10-footers on the way, and it's good for McLean. He has his first two tonight, and it's 14-8. Grants pass by six. Quickly into the forecourt, number two with the basketball, Aisler. Aisler out front between the circles now. Double high post for the Techman. Ball goes right-hand side quickly to Carter, the freshman. Gives it off to number two. Shot is up, off no good. Rebound, the freshman puts it back up and in. So he gets his two, cleaning up around the basket, and it's 14-10. DeShane in the backcourt. Bumps once, looks for help. Finds help from number 23, and that's our freshman into the basketball game. That's Rosetta. And he was called for the travel, turns it back over. 14-10, Grants pass by four. Inbounds play for the Techman coming from the scorer's table. They toss it into the backcourt, uncontested to Dillon. Dillon comes up to the timeline, moves off to the right-hand side against Jesse. Jesse gets a hand on the pass. Rosetta picks it up. Outlet to Bruner. Lead pass to Rosetta. Lays it to Jesse, who stuffed it home. Jesse has four. 6-point lead for Grants Pass with 43 seconds left here in the first. Dillon, lead pass up left-hand side to Kelly in the corner. Back to Dillon on the wing, left-hand side. Loses the basketball, goes down, rolls it to Kelly on the baseline, kicks it right-hand side, picked up there. And the man lost it out of bounds. 28 seconds left to the Cavemen get it back. Good defense, hustling defense. Faster than I thought it was going to be tonight. McIntosh going to make the inbounds play against full court pressure. Gets the ball into DeShane. DeShane double-teamed down low. Gets the ball up to McIntosh. McIntosh through heavy traffic across the timeline to Rosetta. Rosetta slide line on the wing right. Double teamed here. Loses the basketball. It's picked up again by the Techman. Late pass up to Dillon. Left-hand side to Kelly. Kelly from the wing. Left-hand side. Three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound taken down by the big freshman again. He was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. And the foul, first foul on Grant's Pass is going to be, I think, McIntosh. Now, they haven't put it up on the scoreboard yet. So Carter hits one from the free throw line. So he's got 3 points tonight. Morgan's been getting a little breather. He checks out. McLean is back in. McIntosh getting a little breather. So you've got DeShane, McLean, Bruner, Morgan, and Jesse. Starters back on the field. 9.5 seconds left here in the first quarter. Shot is up and good. So they find two at the free throw line at 16-12. Inbounds quickly from gets to DeShane, up to Morgan. Pressure falls off, back to DeShane, still in the backcourt, crosses the timeline, left front court, loses it as he tripped over the line, picked up by Kelly. Kelly fires at the buzzer off, no good. That's the way the first period will end, with the Cavemen leading by 4, 16-12. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone?
Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement on the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. Let's see when play is resumed on the alternate possession rule. I think it's a mid Grants Pass ball inbounds. It is from the half-court mark. Jesse comes over to make the inbounds play. We've got Jesse, DeShane, Bruner, Morgan, and McLean on the floor for Grants Pass. Keeman set up a two-man screen at the timeline. They break out of that, and Jesse looking for help. Gets the ball to DeShane to the top of the key, right-hand side to Bruner on the wing. Drives the baseline, has room, goes up with a shot, no good, gets his own rebound back. Bounces on the floor, goes up once, draws the foul, and gets the shot up and down. So Bruner gets his second field goal and goes to the free throw line. This foul going to be called on number 13, Ali, his first team foul this quarter on the Ensign Techman. Ball hits the back of the iron. Off. No good for Bruner. Ball comes down right-hand side for the Techman. Out front quickly to Dillon. Dillon, right front court, backs away from the defense. Gets a little pick, drives left-hand side. Morgan picks him up the timeline. Goes down and probably going to call Morgan here for blocking foul. That's the call. So Morgan will pick up his first infraction of the night. First team foul this half. Yeah, well, it is this half, also this quarter for the Grants Pass Cavemen. So Dillon gets up limping a little bit. Stands in at the free throw line. Don't know how good a free throw shooter he is. We suspect pretty good, judging from the grace of his three-point shots that he's hit two of so far. 18-12 right now. Grants Pass leading by 6. Shot is up and good. 7 points for their leading scorer so far. Rosetta checks back in. Morgan sits down. One more shot for Dillon. Shot is up and good. 8 points for the young man. Inbounds play quickly to DeShane. Back to McLean. Back to DeShane. Lead pass up to Jesse into the forecourt. Right-hand side to Bruner on the cut. It's Rosetta in the paint. Hard to the glass. Draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line, shooting a couple. This foul, well, let's see. I think 23, but I'm not sure. That's the call. Thirteen, Ali. That'll be his second. And at the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta. 50%. That's 2 of 4 so far this year. This one is up and off. No good. One more shot coming for the freshman. 7:28 left here in the second period. Two dribbles, three dribbles now for Rosetta. Deep breath, bends the knee, shot is up, and this one's good. His first points of the night, and it's 19-14. Grants pass by five, and the Techmen have the ball inbounds in the backcourt, uncontested across the timeline quickly. Out between the circles now. Ball goes left-hand side. Ball kicked away by number... I don't have a 24 on their roster. Oh, golly, you'd think 6A schools would know better than this. Ball right-hand side. On the drive, comes down. That's Dillon with the basketball. Goes over the shots. That's deflected. Picked up by Rosetta. Outlet comes to Jesse. Jesse comes down on the run to the top of the key. Moves to the right-hand side. Spins down the paint. Lays one off. That's blocked. Picked up by Rosetta. Flips it out quickly to McIntosh. Top of the key. No shot. Drive spins into the paint again. He fades away. Five-footer won't go. Rebound. Pushed out of bounds. Now the official signaled both ways. Then finally back to Grants pass. 6:52 left on the clock. McLean will make the inbounds play as the Capeman put a little picket fence along the baseline. Then loop it out front to Rosetta. Hands the ball off to McLean, top of the key. Stops there, feeds it high post to Jesse. Comes down the paint, goes up with a shot, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple. And this one going to be against, I think, number 23 again. Number 24. I don't have a 24. I have no idea who it is. We'll double-check that and see if we can't find out. Shot is up and good for Jesse. So Jesse's got 7 points in the basketball game. 2 twos and a one. One more from the charity stripe for the young man. Shot is up and good. He's got 6 in the basketball game. The Cavemen lead at 21-14. 6:45 to play. Timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard with 6:45 to play. The Cavemen up by 7, 21-14. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back. The Techmen don't have a number 24 listed on their varsity roster or their JV roster. I have no idea who it is, but we'll just put down number 24. 21-14, the score, 6:45 to play. Pardon me, yeah, 6:45 left here in the second quarter. Play is resumed. It'll be Techmen ball inbounds in the backcourt. The ball comes in to Dillon. He'll bring it down. Pardon me, Gibbs. No, he brought the, didn't bring it down. Gave the ball up quickly to number two. That's Aisler. Aisler goes down right-hand side in the corner, flips it out front now to Kelly. Kelly back right-hand side to Dillon. Pumps once, drives into the paint. Elevate, shot is up and good. So Dillon now with 10 points in the basketball game. It's 21-16. Full court pressure, ball into McIntosh. Lead pass up to Rosetta. Right-hand side then to Bruner. Bruner on the wing. Can't get inside the paint. Kicks it out front to McIntosh. Down low to Bruner in the corner. Back on the cut to McIntosh. Lays it up and in. Great teamwork for the Grants Pass. Caveman McIntosh has his second field goal. It's 23-16. Grants Pass. Techmen bring the ball down again. Aisler brings the ball down into the forecourt between the circles. Caveman stay in that man-to-man right now. Ball comes right-hand side. Kelly across the top of the key. Flips it back right-hand side. Shot is up for three, and it's good for Dillon again. That's his third three of the night. So 14 points so far. Ball right-hand side in the hands of McLean. McLean drops it down low. Ball slapped out of bounds off of number 24. Intended for Bruner going to the basket. It'll be caveman ball inbounds from the end line. Our end of the floor. As the caveman this time put a box around the key as McLean steps out of bounds to make the inbounds play. Ball comes out front to Rosetta. Back over to Bruner. Bruner looks for a cutter in the paint. Back to McLean, free throw line. Left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta attacks along the baseline himself. Lays one up. Off, no good. Rebound taken down by the Techman. Outlet comes to Dillon on the fly across the center court. Left-hand side. Little stutter step. Keeps the dribble alive. Kicks it left-hand side. Ball slapped away by DeShane, but retrieved quickly out front by Aisler. Aisler with the basketball. Working against Bruner. Moves off to the right-hand side. Looks down low, still moving with the basketball on the wing right to Dillon. Fires for the three. This one's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound, Bruner for Grant's pass. Gives it right back again to DeShane. DeShane bothered in the backcourt. Pressure falls back into the forecourt across the timeline. Shovels right-hand side quickly to Bruner. Bruner in the paint. Looks for help on the give and go. McLean left-hand side pushed out of the paint. Rolls it right-hand side, and the ball goes out of bounds. Whistle stops the action. Still going to be Grant's pass basketball. Morgan checks back in. Rosetta sits down. Bruner sits down. I think Jesse's going to check back in. So McLean's getting a little breather. So we've got DeShane, Jesse, I think DeBoer. Inbounds play comes to intended for DeShane. Slapped away, though, by a number 10. That's Darius Williams. Both these teams using a lot of players right now. Inbounds play comes from Jesse to DeBoer. Out front to Jesse, top of the key. Free throw line and backs away. Looks for a reset. Flips the ball to DeShane. Elevates at the free throw line and nails it. And DeShane now gets his first 2 points of the basketball game. Aisler brings the ball down now. Feeds it high post quickly to number 22. That's Carter with the basketball. Feeds it right back to Aisler. He'll fire the three. It's off, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner by Morgan. Gets the ball right back to DeBoer. Shot comes out right-hand side. Shot is up by McIntosh. No good. Rebound taken down by the Techman. Left-hand side to Dillon. Head fakes. Drives the baseline. Has a step. Shot is up. No good. Foul called. Yeah, John Borman gets the foul. His first of the basketball game. Second foul on the Cavemen this quarter. At the free throw line, number 5, their big scorer right now, with 13 points so far in the first half. And the officials are conferring. I think there's some concern about the shot clock. And I'm not sure they're going to explain it to the Techman head coach, Mr. Clark. And I'm not sure what the situation is. We haven't paid much attention to it, quite frankly. So we're back to shots right now. We'll watch, get an eye on the shot clock, make sure it's working. Hasn't been a problem so far. I don't think we've been close. Shot is up and in and out, no good by Dillon. He's 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Rorman sits down. McLean is back in. And one more shot for Dillon. Shot is up. This one's good. 3 of 4 from the free throw line. 14 points in the basketball game. It's a 5-point lead for the Cavemen, 25-20. In the backcourt, ball comes to Rorman. Lead pass out to DeShane for three from the wing left-hand side. Hits the back of the yard. Off, no good. High for the board is Dillon for the Techman. Through traffic. Slows it down right at the timeline. Still moving with the basketball. Right front court gets a pick. Drives the left-hand side as McLean breaks the pick. Goes with him shoulder to shoulder. And a whistle stops. He actually called McLean for a foul. I mean, they're going to call McLean for a foul. You folks can figure out the inflection if you want. 25-20 the score. Techman with the basketball. Inbounds from the end line there under the floor. Ball goes to Dillon left-hand side. Works the baseline. Tries to get around Morgan, underhanded lay. Wow, is good. Gets his fifth field goal of the night. 16 points so far. In the backcourt, McIntosh with the basketball. Across the timeline quickly to DeShane. DeShane in the center circle, still moving with the basketball. Points one way, goes the other. Finds Jesse at the high post. Jesse turns, flips the ball left-hand side to McIntosh. McIntosh down low again to Morgan. Morgan spinning, works the baseline. Shot is up from 5 feet, off, no good. Dillon pulls down the board for the Techman. Comes back on the fly. It's a three-point game, 25-22. Dillon right-hand side, flips the ball in the corner. Three-point attempt on the way, and it's good. We're tied. And that was from Aisler, I believe. His first field goal of the night. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Jesse. Jesse double-teamed on the right-hand side. Whistle stops the action. Techman aggressive on defense. They'll double-team the man with the ball every time. Foul going to be called this time on, I think, number 10? Number 10 this time. That's Williams, his first. Fourth team foul on the Techman. Caveman set up a three-man screen. Ball coming in from the sideline in front of the Techman bench left. Ball comes out front to Jesse. Jesse tried to hit McIntosh, cutting to the basket. It was anticipated, intercepted, and lost out of bounds. So it's going to be Grant's best ball back in bounds from the inline. McLean will make the play as the Caveman break out of a box around the key. Out front then goes to Jesse. Jesse top of the key. Left-hand side quickly to McLean. Spins and fires the three. Hits the iron off. No good. Rebound fought forward out of bounds off of Morgan. It's going to be Techman basketball. We're tied at 25, 2:36 to play. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Dillon. Gives the ball right back to Aisler, and Aisler walks it down, crosses the timeline right at center court as the Caveman show a matchup zone. Morgan almost with the steal. Ball kicked left-hand side, lost out of bounds. Going to be Grant's pass basketball. Book pass into the corner, and the freshman there couldn't handle it. Inbounds play. Bruner will make the inbounds play from the end line against full court pressure again. 2:22 on the clock. It's tied at 25. Rosetta checks in, and Morgan gets another breather. Bruner gets the ball into Jesse in the backcourt. Lead pass up to McLean. Spins into the forecourt quickly. Long pass down to McLean. Hits the backboard off. No good. Chased into the corner and saved by Rosetta. Out front, but picked up there by Aisler for the attackman. Comes down right-hand side. Stopped by McLean. Out front, they give it to the freshman. From 24 feet, shot is up and off by Dillon. No good. Rebound taken down by McLean. Up quickly to Jesse. Jesse to Bruner in the paint. Moves off to the right-hand side. Looks for help. Kicks it to McIntosh, who attacks along the baseline, left-hand side. Into the corter. McLean or Rosetta pumped once, didn't pull the trigger. Ball back out front again to McIntosh. Right-hand side to McLean. McLean looks for help. Flips the ball out front to Rosetta, top of the key. Shovels left-hand side to Jesse. For three from the wing, left-hand side. It's good. And Jesse nails the three. 9 points for Jesse so far. It's 28-25. Grant's pass by three. Minute 28 to play. First half. Aisler out front. Double high post for the Techman. Still moving with the basketball. Aisler out front. Feeds it high post quickly to number 22. Drive shot is up on the give and go. Off no good. Loose basketball picked up quickly by McLean through traffic. Stops shy of the timeline. Then drives left-hand side. Avoids the trap. Goes left-hand side to Jesse on the wing. Jesse shovels the ball quickly to McIntosh. McIntosh back to Jesse, top of the key, and he launches another three. This one's just off. Rebound chased down and finally controlled by McIntosh. Left front court. Flips the ball out to McLean. Puts the ball on his hip. Then moves with the basketball. It's still time. They can't play for the last shot yet because the shot clock is running at 22 seconds now. And over the back of Bruner, a foul call. Won't be a shooting foul, though. This one's called on number 13, Ali. Still didn't put it up on the board here yet. There it is. Okay, that is his third. At the free, Bruner's waiting at the time. Oh, that was the fifth foul, so he does get two shots. So Bruner stands in 0 for 1 so far tonight. This one's up, off, and 0 for 2 now. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. Morgan did a check back in for the last 42 seconds, and Rosetta sits down. ...28-25, Grant's best by three with 42 seconds left in the first half. Bruner's shot is up, and this one's short also. Rebound quickly into the hands of Dillon, flying all the way down. Spins, fires, shot is, lays it over the front edge of the rim. Gets it up and down. 18 points in the first half for the young man. Jesse in the backcourt. Back to Morgan. Gives the ball up to McIntosh. McIntosh drives into the forecourt. Flips in the corner right-hand side to McLean. He's got room. Out to the back. Attacks the basket. Lays it up and in. And McLean gets his second field goal. He's got four in the basketball game. And it's 30-27, 14 seconds. Dillon won the backcourt. Working hard against Jesse. Moves in the forecourt right-hand side. He wants the ball all to himself. Kicks it left-hand side to Kelly. Shot is up for Kelly. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Tip up. No good. They say the man stepped out of bounds. Thought it was out of bounds, but there wasn't a caveman close to it. 3.2 seconds left as the Techman going to try to get the ball inbounds on a shot at the same time. So it'll go right-hand side to Kelly. Launches the three, and it's good. And there's the buzzer. Kelly's first field goal ties it. We are tied at 30 at the end of the first half. 30-30. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Time now for halftime statistics. In the first half, the Grants Pass Cavemen hit 30 points on 13 field goals, one three-pointer. They were 3 of 7 from the free throw line. That's 42.8%. Whistle for two fouls compared to seven fouls for the Techman. The Techman hit 10 field goals, 5 three-pointers. They were 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 83%. Once again, whistle for seven fouls. Added up, it's 30 apiece. Cavemen won the first period by 4, 16-12. Lost the second period, 14-18. And that brings us to the tie we have here at the half. Other team stats, let's see. The Grants Pass Cavemen out-rebounded the Techman 15-11. In terms of floor percentage, the Grants Pass Cavemen are hitting 13 of 29. That's 44.8%. The Techman, 34.6%. They're 9 of 26. And turnovers, the Cavemen have committed 4 turnovers compared to 9 turnovers for the Techman. So in terms of what we're seeing on the score sheet, the Cavemen should be much further ahead than just tied at 30. We'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Individual numbers, first of all, number 24. We still don't have a name for him. That has one foul for the Techmen. Mohammed Carter has one field goal, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 4 points, and a single foul. Harold Turner in the starting role, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Robert Aisler in the starting role, 1 3-point field goal, no fouls. Sincere Powell was on the floor momentarily, didn't figure into my scoring line. Yanis Ali, 6'3 junior, didn't score, not on my scoring line, but he did pick up 3 fouls. Trey Kelly, 1 3-point field goal, no fouls. And their leading scorer is Dylan. I have to look at some pronunciation. We apologize for his last name, but I just won't try to murder it here. But we know who we're talking about. He has 6 field goals, 3 threes. He's 3 for 4 from the free throw line, 18 points in the first half, and no fouls. For the Grants Pass, Kamen Roerman got some minutes, picked up a single foul. Jordan Rosetta, 1 point on 1 for 2 shooting. Tyler McIntosh, 2 field goals, 4 points, no fouls. Zachary Deshane, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. Jaden Jesse, 3 field goals, one of them a 3. 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 7 points so far for Jaden Jesse, and no fouls. Peyton Bruner, 2 field goals, 4 points, missed 3 free throws, and is no fouls. Gavin McLean, 4 points on 2 field goals and a single foul. And Luke Morgan, 3 field goals, all in the first period. He has a single foul, 6 points. Those are the individual numbers. Stay tuned now for the, let's see. Okay, folks, it's Christmas time. What can I tell you? Stay tuned for the first half analysis, courtesy of our good friends at the Neuro Clinic, after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
What brings warmth and cheer this December? It's the festive offerings at Diamond Home Improvement. Discover delightful surprises for your DIY enthusiast. Explore Diamond Home Improvement's Platinum Traeger dealership, where the chef in your home can unwrap the magic of grilling. Add flavor to your celebrations with premium barbecue rubs and sauces. Visit their steel dealership for power tools and explore Diamond Home Improvement stocking stuffers for the entire family. From cozy gloves to hand tools, camping accessories, and more. Your season for joy is right at Diamond.
Well, the Cavemen have never trailed in this basketball game. Halftime analysis being brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion, motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms, then treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine. They're on the Williams Highway. Now, the Grants Pass Cavemen certainly owned the first quarter of this basketball game. Played pretty well, passed well. Coming into the second period, the Techmen seemed to turn up their defense a little bit differently. They were double-teaming the man with the basketball. That caused a few turnovers, and those turnovers turned into points. They seemed to turn up the speed dial also and really worked in transition. Certainly, their big guy, Dylan, the 6'4", who we knew was a scorer, and he certainly proved that. But if the Cavemen can keep him within... within, I think, 30 points, they've got a good shot here. The Cavemen have never trailed in this game. They've been tied twice at 25 and now at 30. They have responded to every challenge that the Techmen have thrown at them. Second half is going to be interesting to see. The Cavemen have played, let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9 players so far. And we knew he was going to see a lot of people on the floor as the Cavemen continue to battle some sickness in the ranks. So that's the story we have. More after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Welcome back, everyone. Both teams back out on the floor taking the warm-up shots. Now for the Grants Pass, Cabin 1, defending Dylan. Dylan's fast. He is smooth. He is athletic. and he's going to have his points. He's already got certainly a big share of those so far. But get a hand in his face when he's beyond the three-point arc should be the key there. Give him he's going to be driving, trying to attack the basketball or trying to attack the basket, and the Cavemen seem to be up to that challenge. So once he gets beyond the arc, though, and from 23, 24 feet, he's hit one. So we know he can shoot, keep a man in his face all the time. In other terms, they've got to find a way to avoid that two-man trap that the Techmen have thrown at them defensively. One of the ways to do that is to get rid of the ball quickly and not allow that defense to capitalize. Coming down to about the last 30 seconds of the warm-up clock. Once again, halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic on the Williams Highway. Second half tip-off coming after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Welcome back, everyone. 8 minutes on the clock as we get ready to get this second half underway with the Cavemen and the Techmen all tied up at 30 apiece here when players resumed on the alternate possession rule. The Techmen get the ball inbounds in the backcourt quickly to Aisler. Crosses the timeline against McIntosh. The Cavemen show a 1-3-1 trap zone now. Ball slapped into the backcourt but retrieved by Aisler. Getting up quickly to Dillon. Back to Aisler between the circles. Back to Dillon right-hand side. Down low in the corner then to Kelly. Kelly back out front to Aisler. Bullet pass down low. Taken away by Morgan. Morgan kind of rolls the ball out. It's picked up, though, by the Techmen and put up and in. And the Techmen lead for the first time here tonight. That was Powell with his first field goal of the night. And it's 32-30. Lead pass up quickly to Morgan, right-hand side, in high post to Bruner. Bruner in the paint, elevates from about 8 feet, rattles it in, and falls through. And we're tied again, so Bruner now with his 6 point in the basketball game, all tied up at 32. Aisler walks the ball down as the Cavemen have the trap set up. They don't close the trap, though. Ball goes left-hand side to Dillon on the wing. Corner left-hand side, three-point attempt on the way. This one rolls off. Kelly rebounds out quickly to Aisler. He'll fire the three, in and out, won't go. Loose rebound pulled in by Jesse. Jesse through traffic, little head fake, flips the ball right-hand side in the corner to McLean for three from the corner, nails it, and McLean picks up his first three of the night. He's got 7 points, and the Cavemen lead at 35-32. Ball left-hand side quickly in the hands of Aisler on the wing. Cavemen in that 1-3-1 still. Bounce pass high post quickly, ball right-hand side to Dillon from the wing, shoots the three. This one's off, no good. Rebound kicked out to Aisler. Aisler on the three also. Board cleared again by the Techmen. Out front to Aisler. Right-hand side to Kelly for three again. This one's off, no good. Again, the rebound is there. And a whistle stops the action. And the Cavemen whistled. Let's see who it's going to be against. McLean. Number three, McLean will pick up the infraction. His second of the basketball game and first here in this quarter. At the free throw line, number one, Sincere Powell, a 6 foot sophomore. Shot is up and off, no good. One more shot coming, and Rosetta checks in, and Morgan sits down. 6:21 on the clock here in the third, Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, and all around the world on KAJO.com. One more shot coming for. This one's off. No good. Missed two. Rebound in the hands of McIntosh. Lead pass out quickly to Jesse. Right-hand side on the wing. Books in corner. Spins into the paint. Goes all the way. Hooks one up that won't go. Loose basketball. Finally flipped out to Jesse again. Jesse in the paint. Looks for help. Needs to get out of the lane. Kicks the ball way out front to McLean. Puts the ball on his hip for a second. Turns and then drives. Lost the ball up. Into the corner. Then Bruner picks it up. Cavemen a little disjointed right now. And loose basketball comes left-hand side to McIntosh. She drives, goes up with a shot that's off. No good. Some contact there, but no whistle. Kelly picks it up for the Techman. Gives it to Aisler, left-hand side. Pardon me, that's Dillon. Lead pass, left-hand side. Aisler in the corner. Brings it back out front. Slows it down. Caven still in that 1-3-1 tap trap zone. Ball left-hand side in the corner to Kelly. Kelly lobs it way out front again to Dillon. Dillon to the free throw line. Finds a way to penetrate. Lays one up. Off, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it back up again. Foul call this time, I believe, on Rosetta, but we'll wait. As the official comes. No, Bruner. Bruner will pick up the infraction. His first second team foul on the Grants Pass Cayman. And going to the free throw line, number 22, Mohammed Carter, 6'6 freshman, who's a free throw shooter. He's 2-for-2 so far in this contest. This one's up and off the back of the iron. He's got 4 points. One more shot coming. Grants Pass up by 3, 35-32, 5:21 to play. One more shot coming for the 6'6 freshman. Shot is up. Hits the ad back there. Off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Jesse. Flips the ball out to DeShane through traffic. Back to Jesse, right-hand side, across the timeline, into the forecourt. On the wing right. Back to the timeline. The ball comes to DeShane. DeShane feeds it high post to Bruner. Bruner steps out of the paint, looks left-hand side, drives on Dillon, across the baseline, tried to get it to McLean in the corner, lost it out of bounds, didn't get a handle on it on the pass. And it's McIntosh, or it's Vincent Tech ball. 35-32, 5:03 to play. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes to Aisler. Walks the ball down. Walks it across the timeline uncontested. Caveman showing a man-to-man defense right now. Ball out front working against Jesse. They feed it high post quickly to Carter. The big freshman kicks it left-hand side to Aisler. Out top of the key. Moves it right-hand side. Lobs it down low. The big freshman lays one up. That's good. He's going to be a good one. His second field goal. He's got 6 in the basketball game. Full court pressure, ball comes in, and McLean shovels right back to DeShane. Lead pass up to Rosetta, back to McLean. McLean tries to penetrate, gets in the paint, runs up against their big guy, kicks the ball back out to DeShane. Left-hand side on the wing, back out front again to Jesse. Jesse spins the free throw line, has room, kicks it down low to Bruner. 15-footer, left-hand side is off, no good. Rebound in the hands of Rosetta. Pumps once, goes back up with a shot, that is good, and he's fouled. So Rosetta gets his first field goal. He's got 3 points tonight, goes to the free throw line with a couple. And the foul called on, as soon as I put it up on the board here. Rosetta, 50% free throw shooter, hasn't had many opportunities. I think it's 2 of 4 so far. And then 1 of 2 so far tonight. Shot is up and hits the back of there and off. Rebound goes down to Bruner. Bruner goes back up with a shot that is slapped out of bounds. It's going to be Grant's Pass basketball. The foul was called on Dillon. That's his first. So McLean brings the ball inbounds quickly to Rosetta at the top of the key. Hands the ball off quickly to McLean. McLean alley-oop down low to Bruner. Not a great pass. Rebounded by the Techman to Dillon. Dillon kicks it left-hand side. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound Bruner for the Cavemen. Bruner gets the ball out again to DeShane. DeShane lead pass to Rosetta in the corner to McLean for three. Just off, no good. And rebounded by DeShane. He's pushed from behind, I believe, by Dillon. That'll be his second. Saw that one from here. That's the call. And that's the second this quarter on the Techman. Morgan returns. Rosetta sits back down. McLean will make the inbounds play from the end line. Caveman into the floor for Grant's Pass. They go into the shuffle looking for someone to break free. It's to Morgan, left-hand side. Morgan tries to attack along the baseline. Spins, goes up with a four-footer that won't go. Rebound fought, kept alive by Bruner. Bruner spins and fires a four-footer. It won't go. Rebound chased into the corner, out of bounds. That is going to be... The officials are looking at each other. Nobody's pointed direction. It's going to be... it's going to be Techman basketball. 37-34, Grants Pass by 3. 3:36 to play here. In the third period, not a lot of scoring in this period so far. Dillon brings the ball down this time for the Techman out front. Kicks the ball high post quickly. Right back to Dillon. Dillon tries to get down low. Spins, fires off glass, won't go. Gets his own rebound back. Fights for it. Triple teamed. Ball rolls free. Picked up by DeShane. DeShane protects the basketball in heavy traffic. Lets it clear. Now he crosses the timeline. Out front. Kelly comes after him. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse on the wing looks for a cutter and high post into Morgan. Morgan tries to come down the paint. Is stripped of the basketball, picked up by Aisler. Aisler comes down against McClain. Bounce pass left-hand side. Up and in by number one. That's Powell. His second field goal. He's got four, and it's 37-36. Grants pass by one. Inbounds finally gets to DeShane. DeShane to Jesse. Right-hand side then to Brunner. To McClain. Corner left-hand side. Another three won't go, but the ball lost. Saved back in by McClain, but picked up by Dillon. Long pass out in front of everybody to, again, Powell. He's got 6 points all in this period. Rebound comes in quickly to DeShane. DeShane back quickly to McClain. Gets the ball down low to Morgan. Morgan tries to go up with it. Double team. Shot is up. Off. No good. Lots of contact. No whistle. Dillon rebounds. Outlet comes to Kelly. Right hand side. Lobs it left hand side to Aisler for three on the way. Rounds it in and it's good. And Aisler gets his second three of the night. He's got 6 points. And the Cavemen trail 41-37. DeShane has the ball slapped away from behind. Picked up by the Techman up to Kelly, right-hand side. Three is on the way. This one's off. No good. Board cleared by Brunner again. Brunner brings the ball down. Uncontested this time into the forecourt. 1:48 to play. Timeout on the floor. I look at the scoreboard. The Cavemen trail 41-37. 1:47 to play here in the third period. And the officials will be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
This third quarter brought to you by our good friends at Evergreen Federal Bank. Evergreen Federal has been serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. They're community-minded. They invest in projects that benefit schools and local nonprofits. Choose a bank that's different. Choose Evergreen Federal Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. And they're the ones who put out those beautiful Christmas murals downtown. So, you know, someone at Evergreen Federal or your bank there, by all means, thank them for their participation in Caveman basketball and for all of the Christmas goodies. 41-37, the Techmen have come back to take the lead here late in the third period. A minute 47 left to play. It's a four-point difference right now, 41-37. See how the Cavemen handle this one as they come back. McIntosh comes out along with Rosetta, Brunner, McClain, and DeShane. It'll be Caveman ball inbounds from about the half-court mark. Actually, just down from the half-court mark. Slaps the ball and looks for someone to come out free. Brunner steps out between the circles, gives the ball right back to McClain. On left-hand side on the wing to McIntosh. Back to Brunner at the free throw line. Tries to drive, spins in the paint, goes up with a shot that is off, no good, and he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul called, I believe, on Dillon. It is. That'll be the third on Dillon this half, or this period. And going to the free throw line is Brunner, who has been struggling at the free throw line since this one's off again. 0 for 4 right now. Since his little bout with the flu or whatever was going through the team, hasn't been able to hit that free throw. There he buried one. That's his seventh point in this contest. 38-41, Graveman Trail. Aisler brings the ball down between the circles now. Double high post for the Techman. Flips the ball left-hand side. Slapped away. Stolen by Brunner down the right-hand side. He's one on two. Flips it left-hand side to McIntosh. Too hard. Rolls off. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Goes back up with it. Off no good. Rosetta gets it back again. Heavy contact. Home fans calling for a whistle. Didn't get one. Ball out of bounds. Still going to be Grants Pass basketball. 1:14 on the clock here in the third period. And number 24 checks in and sitting down is their leading scorer, Dillon. Cavemen put a picket line across the baseline right now as the ball comes in from the end line from McClain. And stepping way out front, Rosetta with the basketball. Gives it right-hand side to Brunner. Down low to DeShane. Kicks it back out on the wing to McClain. Three on the way. And this one's good. Pardon me. That's McIntosh. He gets his seventh point of the basketball game, and we're tied at 41. Aisler brings the ball down now. Gives the ball up out front to number four. That's Sir. Sure, left-hand side being bothered by Deshane. Tries to drive by Deshane. Gets into the paint. Looks for down low. Ball flapped away. And finally, into the hands of McIntosh. Up quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta, right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner waits for all the good numbers. Gives the ball to McIntosh. Cutting from the top of the key. Kicks one out left-hand side. There's a loose basketball. And chased in. Finally picked up by McIntosh. Up to the glass. It's good. And McIntosh gets his ninth point in the basketball game. 28 seconds. The Cayman back up by two. 43-41. Aisler walks the ball down. 23 seconds on the clock. The shot clock is off. So there's no hurry now. Slides the left-hand side. Working that double high post. Their leading scorer on the bench. Aisler, top of the key, slides right-hand side. Gives the ball up to Surer. He drives the baseline. Underhanded layup is off. No good. Rebound by number 24. Gets a man up in the air. Shoots again. Off. No good. Bruner clears the board with 3 seconds left. Looks at the clock. Kicks it up by Deshane. And Deshane launches from 80 feet. It's off. No good. That's the way the third period will end. With the Cavemen back up by two. 43-41. Back with the fourth period. After this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza, home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway, either place. Call 541-476-2133. Tell them you want their special pizza, and they'll have it right out to you probably about the time this game is over, and then we'll stop by for pizza. Just give us a call. Shoot me a text. An email. Yell loud. We'll come. It's half Hawaiian, half pepperoni, mushroom, and olive. Okay. 43-41 the score. It's Cavemen basketball to start the fourth period here. And the inbounds play coming from McIntosh to McLean in the backcourt. McLean into the forecourt. Goes to McIntosh, right-hand side on the wing. Looks for Cutter. Comes out top of the key. Turnaround jumper then by Rosetta. He gets it up and down from the free throw line. His second field goal of the night. He's got 5 points in the Cavemen lead by four, 45-41. Dillon brings the ball down, working against Jesse out front. Loops the ball right-hand side. And loose basketball. Slapped by, I believe, McIntosh before it went out of bounds. Cavemen, Morgan and McIntosh both had a shot at that one. Couldn't control it. Inbounds play coming from the sidelines now. Way out front quickly to Dillon. Dillon puts the ball on the floor. Drives, elevates, kicks the ball back out to the big freshman. Back out to Dillon, left-hand side, tries to penetrate, draws a double team. Foul called. It's either on Morgan or Jesse, I believe. So let's see as the official comes to the sidelines. It's going to be on Jesse this time. So Jesse will pick up his first of the night. That's the first team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen in this period. 7:23 to play in the contest. Cavemen up by 4, 45-41. Dillon has a basketball out front for the Techmen to Kelly, right-hand side. Ball slapped away, picked up by McLean, and he is fouled by Kelly. Going to be Grant's pass. Basketball inbounds. Kelly will pick up the infraction. I have that as his first. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes to Jesse against full court pressure. Up quickly to Rosetta. Right-hand side quickly to Morgan. Morgan wing right-hand side. Waits for help. Still moving with the basketball. Back out front to Jesse. Jesse at the center circle right now. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Ball goes right-hand side. Then to McLean. McLean, high post in Rosetta. Spins, looks down low. Tries to get the ball to Morgan. Morgan with the basketball out front to top of the key. Shot is up. Off. No good for three. Rebound Rosetta. And gets the ball down low to Morgan, but I think it was foul first. Let's see. Foul called on
Did he say 12? Number 22. 22 is Carter. That'll be his second of the basketball. Second team foul this quarter on the Techman. Inbounds play from the inline for Grants Pass. This time there's a box around the key as McLean going to make the inbounds play. Jesse pops way up front, right front court to take the inbounds pass. Between the circles, terminates the dribble. Down low right hand side to Morgan. Morgan spins from 15. It's off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Dillon. Dillon behind the back gets into the forecourt, drives right hand side. Gives the ball up on the wing to Sir. Sir brings the ball out front with a basketball. Has a Techman reset. Ball right hand side, stolen away by Morgan. Morgan has the ball stolen back, then grabs it right back. Gets the ball down low to Rosetta. Pumps once, lays one up and in. And Rosetta, maybe having his best night as a Caveman, has 7 points in the basketball game. 47-41, the Caveman lead. Ball lead pass to Kelly, right hand side. Back out top of the key. Jasur comes down the paint. Kicks the ball back out to Dillon. Tries to penetrate. Kicks the ball back out front to Sir. To Kelly, top of the key. Shot is up and good for three. So Kelly hits his second three of the night, and it's 47-44. McLean gets the ball inbounds to Morgan. Back to McLean quickly. Over to McIntosh in the fake. Lead pass over to Jesse. Jesse into the forecourt. Pumps once, then goes up with it off glass, and it's good. And Jesse finds his fourth field goal. He's got 11 points in the basketball game, and it's a five-point game now, 49-44. 5:35 to play. Dillon into the forecourt between the circles. High post gives the ball up to Carter. Carter spins. The ball left-hand side. Aisler, he'll fire the three off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound contested and pulled down by Rosetta. Gives the ball back quickly to McIntosh. Up quickly to McLean. McLean to the free throw line. Tried to get the ball down low to Morgan. It was deflected, picked up by Aisler. Two-on-two break. Comes down all the way. Shoots over McLean. Off, no good. Rebound finally into the hands of the Techman. Loose basketball finally saved. I thought it was saved by McIntosh, but he picked it up off the end line. Bruner checks back in. DeShane checks back in. Jesse's getting a little breather. So is Morgan. 49-44. Grants Pass by five. 5 minutes to play here at Heater Newman Gym. Final game before the Christmas break. Caveman will come back after the Christmas break to a tournament in San Diego. No, the boss won't send us. Lead pass way out front, almost into the backcourt, and it's retrieved there by the Techman. They'll bring it back across the timeline. Who's that with the basketball? McKelvey? Is that the first time we've seen him? Still moving the basketball out front against DeShane. And a timeout called by the Techman this time. Did somebody tell us if it's going to be a 60 or a 30? Okay. 4:54 to play. 49-44. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back. 49-44, the score. Caveman lead by five with just under 5 minutes to play here in the third period at Heater Newman Gym. Caveman basketball right here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Techman basketball when players resume. Ball coming in from just in front of the Techman bench. On the north end of the gymnasium, ball coming from Sir. Sir into the backcourt to Dillon. Dillon across the timeline between the circles now feeds it high post again to Carter. Carter looks down low. Bounce pass down low again to Dillon. Tries to spin inside, draws a double team. Stripped to the basketball by Morgan. They gave the ball off to McLean. McLean, bonehead play, threw it almost to the Techman. They lost it out of bounds, but it's still Techman basketball. 49-44, 4:40 to play. I mean, McLean knew it as soon as he left it, let it go. Ball inbounds to Dillon out front now for the Techman. Down by five. Backs away from the Caveman defense. Caveman showing a 1-2-2 right now. Ball right-hand side. defeated high post. Ball back out front to Dillon. Dillon finds a pick, tries to get down the paint. Loose basketball kicked into the corner left-hand side. Controlled by the Techman. Back to Dillon from the wing right-hand side. Hits the back of the iron on the three-point attempt. And a foul called underneath. I think this one's going against the Techman. Number 22. That'll be Carter. That'll be his third in the basketball game. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes to McLean, to DeShane, back to McLean. Still trapped in the backcourt to DeShane. Puts the ball on the floor, lead pass to McLean. McLean, left-hand side to Morgan. Morgan's got room, goes hard to the glass, puts one up. That is good. And Morgan gets his first points in a while. He's got eight in the basketball game, 51-44. Ball right-hand side to Kelly, back out to Dillon. Left-hand side to Carter, back to Kelly, right-hand side. Kelly's quick, then back out of the circle. Fires off, no good. And in the rebounding action, a little pushing going on down there. And let's see, this isn't going to give the ball back to the Caveman. And the foul called on number one, Powell. That'll be his first in the basketball game. Third foul on the Techman this quarter. 3:51 to play. Caveman lead at 51-44. Inbounds play comes to Jesse. Back to Bruner. Bruner up to Morgan. Morgan back over to Jesse. Into the forecourt. Lead pass up to McIntosh. Right-hand side. Launches the three off. No good. Jesse rebounds. Heavy traffic. Goes up with a shot. No good. Gets the rebound back. Shovels it back out to DeShane. DeShane slides to the right-hand side. Out front. Resets the team. Kicks it left-hand side to Borman. Borman looks down low. Gets the ball to Morgan. Morgan hard in the paint. Again, goes hard to the glass. Gets this one up and down. And Morgan now has double figures in the Caveman, leaded by Dine, 53-44, 3:19 to play. Dillon in the backcourt. Comes across the timeline. Looks down low. Drives right-hand side. Gets in the paint. Lays one up. That's good. Great athletic move by Dillon. That's his first basket since the second period. On the drive, right-hand side. Jesse with the basketball. Kicks the ball out right-hand side. Out front then to DeShane. DeShane with the basketball. Left front court, then back to the right-hand side, back left. Drives, finds McIntosh on the wing, left-hand side. Pushed around a little bit to Brunner, top of the key. Right-hand side then to Jesse. Down low to Morgan. Morgan again asserts himself, goes to the basket hard, and gets another point. He's got 12 in the basketball in the Caveman lead, 55-46. Ball almost stolen away by McIntosh in the backcourt. Gore back out front quickly to Aisler. Pardon me, that's Dillon with the basketball. Dillon moves left-hand side, launches the three, and it's good. He's got 23 points in the basketball game now. And heavy contact on the right-hand side. Whistle blows. Morgan's on the floor. He's up and all right. Let's see which way this is going. And the official's going to confer. They'll talk about this one. They've decided. And the foul called on Dillon. That'll be his fourth. And the fourth team foul this period on the Techman. Dillon sits down. Caveman basketball inbounds from almost the half-court mark. Inbounds play goes into backcourt to DeShane. DeShane brings the ball down across the timeline. Bounce pass left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner head fakes, looks around, gets the ball out front to McIntosh. Right-hand side to Borman. Borman down low to Morgan. Morgan goes up with a shot that is blocked from behind. He was fouled. No, player control on Morgan. So Morgan will pick up his second. Well, he said player control, but Morgan's going to the free throw line, so it can't be player control. It's going against number 22. That'll be his fourth. At the free throw line is Morgan. Shot is up. Off the back of the iron. No good. And 12 points in the basketball game. That's his first trip to the charity stripe tonight. Less than 2 minutes on the clock right now. 1:56. Shot is up. And this one's good. One for two. He's got 13 points. 56-49, the score. Grants Pass leading with a minute 53 to play over the Benson Techman now. Dillon out front with the basketball, gets a pick, drives left-hand side. Morgan picks him up, takes him all the way to the baseline, and a foul call down low. This one will go against Morgan. 56-49. Grants Pass by 7, a minute 45 to play. And timeout again taken by the Techmen. Look at the scoreboard with 1:45 left. 56-49. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Everyone, 56-49. The Grants Pass came in lead by 7 with a minute 45 to play over the Benson Techmen here. This one's still up for grabs right now on the floor for Grants Pass. Morgan comes out along with Brunner, DeShane, McLean, and Jesse. It'll be Techmen ball inbounds from the end line. They're into the floor, and they'll put a box around the key, and they'll break out of that, float it left-hand side again to Dillon. Dillon turns, attacks the baseline, kicks the ball back to Aisler. Aisler backs away. Dillon comes right back out on the run for the basketball between the circles, drives right-hand side, shovels to Kelly in the corner. Kelly launches a three, and it's good. So Kelly gets his third three of the night. He's got 9 points. Inbounds play quickly to Jesse, right-hand side. Jesse back to McLean. McLean gets the ball out to Jesse. Up quickly to Morgan into the forecourt. Bounce pass to DeShane. DeShane holds the basketball. Loose basketball. Bad pass picked up by Aisler. Aisler lobs it left-hand side. Goes up with a shot. That is off. No good. Rebound still being contested. Rolls all the way out to Kelly for three. This one's way off. Right into the hands of Brunner. Hands the ball right back to DeShane. Being bothered in the backcourt. Drives down, lead pass up quickly to McLean. McLean comes down 2-on-1, takes it all away, lays one up, but Jesse follows and puts it in. So Jesse now with 11, 13 points in the basketball game, 58-52. Final minute of play, 43 seconds on the clock. Dillon, left-hand side, elevates for three, off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound McLean for Grants Pass. Outlet comes to DeShane. DeShane walks the ball down, crosses the timeline as the shot clock starts on the right-hand side. Shovels left-hand side to McLean. McLean looks for a double team, then drives down to the corner to Jesse. Jesse holds the basketball, 18 seconds on the shot clock. Drives himself, kicks the ball right-hand side, and they're called Jesse for the player control. So he'll pick up his second. It'll be Techmen ball inbounds from the end line, far into the floor. 17 seconds left. 58-52, Grants Pass by 6. Ball rolled into Dillon in the backcourt. Jesse with him shoulder to shoulder into the forecourt right-hand side. Wants to drive all the way, stops. Basketball slapped out of bounds by McLean. 10 seconds left on the clock. That's the student body saying, what a ball game. All right. Inbounds play coming from the right-hand side. Looks in the corner. Gives the ball quickly to Dillon. Dillon tries to drive. Stripped of the basketball by Morgan. Picked up by Jesse. Looks at the clock. Drives the right-hand side. Being chased down and runs the clock out. And that's the final score, 58-52. The Cavemen win game number 5. And the Techmen go home without a win here in Southern Oregon. Actually, they'll play tomorrow afternoon at South Medford at 1:30. But we'll be back and recap all of this one for you, folks, right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
What brings warmth and cheer this December? It's the festive offerings at Diamond Home Improvement. Discover delightful surprises for your DIY enthusiast. Explore Diamond Home Improvement's Platinum Traeger dealership, where the chef in your home can unwrap the magic of grilling. Add flavor to your celebrations with premium barbecue rubs and sauces. Visit their steel dealership for power tools and explore Diamond Home Improvement stocking stuffers for the entire family. From cozy gloves to hand tools, camping accessories, and more. Your season for joy is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Final score, 58-52. The Cavemen advance to 5-4 on the season. The Benson Techmen go to 0-3 so far. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Their scoring came on 25 field goals, 3 3-pointers, 5 of 12 from the free throw line. They were whistled for 8 fouls compared to 16 fouls for the Techmen. The Techmen scoring came on 19 field goals, 9 3-pointers. They were 5 of 10 from the free throw line. That's 50%. The Cavemen's percentage was 47.6%. Let's see. Fat it all up. It runs out to that 58-52 score for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Head coach Joel Jesse has joined us here. And the coach looking over some of our numbers here has picked up win number 5 on the season. Congratulations, coach. That was quite a ball game.
So it looks like we had 13 turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot better.
A lot better
than I thought.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I thought we had a lot more turnovers, and that's why the game was a lot closer than what I felt it should have been. But, yeah.
Well, Dylan, their young man, he's the real deal. But you kept him under 25 points.
Yeah, that was the goal. What did he get, 22, 23?
Let me see. I had him for 23.
Perfect. Yep. And that was the lucky number was 25, right?
Yeah, that was it.
That's good. That's good. You know, our boys were having a difficult time understanding when we're rushing them and doubling them and opening the gate too much. So that's something that we got to fix, because we're going to have plenty of other players within our conference that we're going to have to worry about being prolific and being able to get downhill like that. So
now, most of his scoring came in the first half.
Yeah,
did you make some adjustments at the halftime, or just refocus?
You know, most of, in the second half, we used multiple players in the first half and second half. As long as he was in there, Jaden was guarding him. We had him face guarding. Jaden's length and the speed and can keep up with a lot of them, and that was kind of the adjustment that we made. Every time he would do his back spin. Then we would send somebody to double it. So those were the adjustments that we made on him in the second half, is just that we didn't want our guys to switch as much and just put Jaden's length there a little bit and have the guys that weren't guarding number 2 or number 3 be in the gaps to help him a little bit. So the team did a better job at understanding how to not allow him straight downhill. And I thought Luke Morgan did a great job, too, there in the fourth quarter, being there. And he started.
He really came on in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'm just talking defensively, too. Mm-hmm. Like, he started reading that spin a little bit better when Jaden or
Gavin
needed
it. He's dripped 3 or 4 times.
Yep. Luke got, I think, 2 or 3 steals off of that. So that was phenomenal by Luke.
All right. Rest of your players. You've talked about Jesse. Bruner looked like he's close to full strength again.
Yeah. Peyton did a phenomenal job tonight. I thought he could have been a little bit more aggressive in certain moments, but I was really pleased. There was a time where Benson was coming back, and and he did a good job at taking leadership and getting some easy buckets and jumping and doing all the things that he usually does. And so I was really proud of Peyton. I thought Peyton grew a lot this evening, so that made me super proud.
I was kind of surprised at the pace of the game tonight. I don't know why I wasn't expecting something that fast. Is that what you were expecting from them?
Well, we didn't really see them press the one game film that we had, Chuck, and so when I saw what their JV team was doing, I knew that it was coming, because if they had watched any film on us, our biggest weakness is obviously turning the ball over and not being able to handle the press very well and making good good basketball decision when there's pressure. So when we run sets, we do a really good job because it's mechanical. We have a set play. They know who to get the ball to. But I kind of had a feeling after watching the JV game, we game prepped for it because I knew their 2-2-1 press was coming. So because that's what I would do to us right now.
Top seven players performed pretty well tonight, no doubt about it. Jordan Rosetta, your freshman, stepped up pretty good in the fourth quarter also.
You know, Jordan, when Jordan came in, he earned his minutes tonight. And the biggest thing that Jordan did is he rebounded the basketball really well for us. Where some of our other players were struggling, Jordan really stepped up, hit a nice little mid-jumper there when we did our high-low action. He did a great job tonight and was really pleased with how he performed.
All right. Anyone else you want to single out for their efforts tonight? We've talked about most of them. I don't think we mentioned McLean or Deshane.
Zach's defense was great in the second half. I thought he did well there, and he didn't turn the ball a lot tonight and did a great job at being a floor general. T-Mac and Gavin had a little bit of an off night offensively and trying to, I think, do a little bit too much and lost the ball a little bit and took some bad shots. But other than that, other than a couple of bad possessions, I thought everybody, a top 7-8 did good. John Broerman came in and gave us a good minute and a half when Luke got in foul trouble in that first half. And we got to get a lot better. I mean, our goal tonight was to get the W and get above 500 was our goal, and have a win before Christmas. And, you know, we think Benson will get better and we'll win some games. And so, now we go play a two-time state champion, CIF state champion in San Diego. And
All right, bring us up today on what happens after Christmas here for the Cave, because you're headed to San Diego.
Yeah, we're going to San Diego. We leave at 2 a.m. in the morning, basically Christmas night, the 26th, right? And so we'll fly down. We fly into Oakland. Then we go from Oakland to San Diego. After we get to San Diego, I'm going to have the boys take a nap. And then we'll do some team activities. And then that following morning, we play at 9 a.m. At the hosting schools tournament down there. Haven't got any film on them. I was really worried more about Benson right now, and so I'll start figuring that out. So we play on the 27th at 9 a.m. Whether we win or lose, we'll play another team out of California or Ogden, Utah. We'll play at 9 a.m. Doesn't matter what side of the bracket. So that'll be on the 28th. The 29th, we get a day off. I'm thinking about not sure what we're going to do there. The boys want to go to the beach, but the weather isn't looking that great, unfortunately.
Take them to the zoo.
Yeah, there's the zoo. There's SeaWorld. There's something down there that we'll do something that's pretty fun, and just allow them to decompress. And then the 30th, if we're in the loser's bracket, we'll play at about 10:30 for playing in the championship, which we did last year in Arizona when we went down there. That's a 4:30 on the 30th, and then we fly home on the 31st. We'll be home in time to celebrate with families on New Year's Eve, and that will be our trip. So we'll play three really tough games for us, and hoping to at least come back with at least two wins minimum, and get ready for league.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck. Been a fun preseason for us so far. We want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Of course, keep us informed, and we'll keep the people informed here.
So, Sounds good.
Merry Christmas, and good luck in San Diego.
Merry Christmas to all.
All right, we'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
River's Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Welcome back, everyone. Time to recap the stats, courtesy of the indoor airman and energy conservation specialist. Grants Pass out-rebounded the Techmen tonight, 46-25. Outshot them from the field, 25-56. That's 44.6% for the Cavemen. For the Techmen, 33% from the floor, 18-54. So that's really where it came from. Turnovers, Grants Pass 9 turnovers total, compared to just 15. For the Benson Techmen. And we'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this from the indoor airman and energy conservation specialist.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone, for the Benson Techmen. Muhammad Carter, 6'6", freshman, had 6 points on 2 field goals, 2 of 4 shooting from the free throw line, and he picked up 4 fouls tonight. Robert Aisler, 2 3-point field goals, 6 points, and no fouls. Sincere Powell, 3 field goals, missed 2 free throws, 6 points, and a single foul. Yanis Ali picked up 3 fouls. Trey Kelly had 3 field goals, all threes, 9 points, and a single foul. And their leading score was Dylan. I'm not even going to attempt that last name, ladies and gentlemen, and we apologize. But he is quite an athlete, no question about that. 8 field goals, 4 3-pointers, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 23 points, and 4 fouls for Dylan tonight. Now, for the Grants Pass Cavemen, John Borman picked up a single foul in limited minutes tonight. John Rosetta, 3 field goals, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 7 points, and no fouls. Zach Deshane, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. Didn't get to the free throw line. Jaden Jesse had 5 field goals, 1 3-pointer. And his 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He picked up 2 fouls to go with his 13 points tonight. Peyton Bruner, 3 field goals, 1 for 5 at the free throw line for Peyton. He had 7 points and a single foul. Gavin McLean, 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 7 points and 2 fouls. And Zach Morgan had 6 field goals, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. He had 13 points and 2 fouls tonight. So that's the way it stacks up. 58-52 win for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Numbers courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. Player of the game coming up after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And once again, let's recap what we consider when we talk about that. Of course, everybody looks at scoring. So we look at scoring. We look at the total effort on the floor. And that effort includes offense, defense, handling, rebounding, all of those things, turnovers. Falls into that category here. So we'll talk about the player of the game right after this from Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Right after this from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Our player of the game tonight, and you'll recall all those things we alerted to, talking about what goes into figuring that out, and this young man did it all tonight. He played defense. He handled the ball. He was the floor general. He was a rebounder. He was a scorer. So tonight we are going to tip our hats and give our Valvoline Instant Oil Player of the Game Award to Jaden Jesse once again with 13 points on 5 field goals, a 3-pointer, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. That's 13 points. Floor general handled the ball most of the night. Played some great defense on Mr. Dillon all night long. So a tip of the hat once again to Jaden Jesse, our Player of the Game. Tonight's Player of the Game brought to you again by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, you heard us talk with head coach Jesse about their next episode in Southern California as they go down to San Diego on the 27th, 28th, and 30th for 3 games there. We wish them the best of luck. The next action you'll hear on the radio here comes up January 9th when we welcome the North Medford Black Tornado here at Heater Newman Gym. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Diotti, Staffing Radio Control. Aaron Stone is our technical director tonight. Executive producer is Carl Wilson. Additional stats from me, Benson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Grants Pass Caveman 58, the Vincent Techman 52. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.